that. Augusta is a really amazing, really special kind of place. It's a place where you can be kind of whoever you really want to be. You can be really comfortable here. And that's really fantastic. Cap has this really strange way of turning like a normal, whatever that means, kind of social hierarchy completely on its head. I mean, look at your counselors. They're weird. Like, really weird. Like, deep down weird. Like, I don't know if I want to sit next to them on the bus kind of weird. But they are really cool people. They may be some of the coolest people you know. They are everything we really want to be. They've gone places. They do things. They're amazing. They've got stories. It's all fantastic. It's wonderful. And that's one of the brilliant things about camp. What do we really treasure? Is it how expensive our shoes are? Yes. Is it the brand name of our shirt? Is that really what camp is all about?
No.
Not
no.
This place. Not this day. At this camp, what we aspire to, what we really admire, is that person that can come up with that insane cabin activity that we all absolutely enjoy. The person who is brave enough to sit in a canoggin with Carla at the wheel. So much time and effort to finally be in the aerial silk show. The person that dies and gets a grazed knee, but they finally capture that one flag that no one else could capture. This is what we admire about people at camp. And that's fantastic. But it doesn't have to end here. And there's another phrase that I hear a lot around this place. By a guy called Gandhi, and you've probably all heard it before, and it's be the change you want to see in the world. I've heard this a lot. I've been changing stuff for a while now, but I traveled to Vietnam. They're not wearing that much tie-dye. People walking around Cairo, very few lab coats. I saw not one koi spinner in all of Cappadocia in deepest, darkest Turkey. The world is a big, big, big place, and I've yet to take it over, yet to change it completely. The world is a very big place. So I'm thinking I need to scale back a little bit for now. Start small, work up to larger things. Start local, start in my own backyard. So let's just shelve, be the change you want to see in the world for now. And I implore you to be the funk you want to see in your hood. Yeah. Yeah. Your dream is to be able to walk down the street of your hometown covered head to toe in tie-dye and have no one bat an eyelid. We can make that happen. It may be hard, but do not give up at that first snide remark or that first person to roll their eyes at you, because you are a proud member of this amazing community that stands in their thousands and grows larger every single day, and we have your back. If you go home and you've discovered that you just spent the last 2 weeks doing absolutely nothing but browsing YouTube, get yourself some friends together and have an oatmeal fight. Rave all the shaving cream you can find in the house, because that works just as well. Call up your friends you went to camp with. Call up your friends who have never been to camp. Call up that person that rolled their eyes at you when you wore your awesome tie-dye friends. Show them what real fun is all about. Be the funk you want to see in your neighborhood. Yeah. It's not that difficult. Contact us. We'll send you the handout. Some bandanas. Only half the team even need to be wearing them. Then you get some rope, some pool noodles. Cut them up small and make them go further. If you've only got one, that's still four flags. It can still work like that. Your local park won't know what hit it. Go nuts. Have the most epic battles if you can. Form a league. Form a ladder. Get other neighborhoods involved. Make it some kind of crazy tri-county thing. Invite us when you go to the Nationals. It'll be great. Be the fucking one to see in your neighborhood. Sleep outside in your backyard because you can. Make that rope swing because you really, really want to. And then invite all your friends to play on the rope swing because you can be guaranteed that they really, really, really want to as well. Go home. Make yourself a set of poi. It's a tennis ball in two long socks. It's really, so no, make yourself two sets of poi. Because guaranteed you'll be walking down the street, spinning around, and someone's gonna go, whoa, that's weird. What you doing? You can go, ah, I'm spinning poi. and just move on, and that person then is lost. Or you can go, hey, I'm spinning poi. Here, have a set. Let me show you how to do the three-beat weave. Yeah, that's pretty cool. Hey, bunch of us get together at the local park, you know, every Tuesday, and we just kind of spin stuff, and, you know, it's kind of cool.
Oh, wow, okay. Hey, guys, this is really cool.
You've just made yourself a spinning community in your own neighborhood that can be just as amazing and powerful and wonderful and full of amazing people as the one here at camp is. This is something you can do. You can be the funk you want to see in your neighborhood. Why go out there? Why risk being pointed at, being called weird and strange and odd and other things? Because camp is an amazing place where you can be who you really want to be. And it doesn't have to stop here. Because you may go home and nothing may change. And everything will just stay the same. But it doesn't have to be like that. Because someone may tell you that hanging out in the forest for 2 weeks with no phones and no internet with a bunch of wackos that call themselves adults boring, lame, and pointless.
No!
And you can show them just how wrong they are. So, go forth. Spread the word. Be loud. Be proud, be bold, because you have the entire might and muscle of Camp Augusta at your very back. So go out there and let your hood know that the funk is in town and it's here to stay.